Have you hit every Starbucks in town looking for their new Bear Cup, but with no luck? Now there's a solution. Build-A-Bear Cup. It's where you can make your own collectible cup. Instead of engaging in a fistfight with a 47-year-old woman named Pam over the last one in the display case. Our Bear Cups look just like the one at Starbucks. Minus the streaks of blood from using it to bang the head of the social media influencer who tried to snatch it from your hand. Even better, each Bear Cup easily fits inside that Trader Joe's tote bag you waited in a 4-hour line for, since you obviously believe branded garbage can fill the hole in your soul. Build a Bear Cup. Just because your life is empty doesn't mean the drink holder in your car has to be.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. There you go. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Good morning, old friends.
Oh, my God, what time is it?
What time is it?
The time has come to hit unfriend.
Oh, my God, is it time?
You're getting dangerously close to being unfriended.
Really?
Why?
Today is National Unfriend Day on Facebook.
Easy, friend.
We're not friends.
Did you just unfriend me?
Unfollow.
Unfriend.
We were Facebook friends before there was a Facebook.
And unfriend.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
She'll be my friend. How do you get our show on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You not only can get our show, but you can get our 24/7, 365 channel on Radio 434. You can get it on Radio434.com, but if you just enable the skill on Alexa, you say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that, you just do that one time. Every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
So,
really easy. And that works on your Alexa, Amazon Fire Stick enabled smart TVs. We even have an Alexa device in the Jeep, and it's really, really cool. If you have an older car and you don't have, you know, the modern screen type thing that you can put all the apps, and it's, you know, Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatible, I recommend getting an Alexa device for your car, and then just plug it into the aux cable, and that's what we use in the Jeep. And it's really, really cool, because as soon as we get in there, it pairs with the phone, and we say, Alexa, play Radio 434 in the Jeep, and we just drive around everywhere. Everywhere. Literally, one of my favorite things used to be scanning the radio dial for different radio stations in different markets as we were traveling somewhere. So if we'd be driving down to the beach or whatever, it was fun. But now it's just a chore. And if we're, like, for instance, if we're driving to the beach, we're going to be heading up to Connecticut for Thanksgiving week. And yes, we're driving. I told them, all right, I told them there were other better means of transportation that would get us there quicker without hassle, many of which advertise on this show. But she doesn't want to compromise what she packs. She doesn't want to pack a small suitcase that will easily fit in an overhead bag or an overhead container. She doesn't want to pack a small bag that will be easy to maneuver down the aisles of these modes of transportation that'll get us there much, much quicker. Nope. She doesn't want to do that. She also wants to take a case of Prosecco with her. So we're driving, and when we travel, we have the Alexa device, and we say, "Alexa, play Radio 434." And
hello,
she does. Here, sorry, a little housekeeping. And we'll listen to Radio 434 the whole way to whatever destination. We don't even need to change the channel. No surfing required. All right. Oh, yeah. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. If you just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You have to add the VA in there. Our live show, we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish. We're getting a little bit of a later start today, because we had a lot of stuff going on this weekend. The podcast will drop, each day's podcast will drop around noon. We record all the segments that we're doing during the live show, and then we take all those segments and we put them all together into a full-length podcast. And again, that usually drops around noon. You can also find it. You can find it on the Alexa, but you can also find it just by searching The Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on The Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcast as well. All right. Oh, yeah. You can watch our goofy asses on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. There is also some additional content that you can watch on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. Let me share screen if you're watching us. Here. So last night we had such a great time for the Noteworthy Music Challenge Season 2 finale. These are our judges who spent just a great afternoon with us. I really want to thank Christy Mayberry, Tony Cam, David Sickman, David Hott, and Matt Escher. Just incredible, incredible, knowledgeable folks in music. And then, here, am I? I'm sharing that? Yes. I want to share this. Go back to that. Back out of that. And then we'll make the announcement right here. This guy, Tommy Bryant. Good Lord. Him and his biscuits. Tommy Bryant is the Noteworthy Season 2 winner, and I could not be happier and more proud. This guy works his butt off and is just an extremely talented individual. He is one of the masters of looping, and he's got the loop pedals, and so he'll lay down a track and then he'll record that with his loop pedal. And then he'll play it back, and he'll play something else with himself. It's just, he's like a one-man band. Really, really incredible. So congratulations to Tommy Bryant, who is our Season 2 Noteworthy Music Challenge winner. And Tommy gets studio time to record pretty much whatever he wants to record at Noteworthy Music Studios. So if he wants to record an EP or a full album or a really, really good demo, which he does not need. What Tommy said yesterday was he really wanted to include a lot of the finalists that were in Noteworthy Season 2 and collaborate with them and have them on his album. So just a fantastic guy, and could not have gone to a better person, Tommy Bryant. And I really want to thank our judges again, because man, oh man, without them, I would give the prize to everyone. I would say, oh yeah, everybody can go down to the studio and record, and then Josh would have a fit, right? So no, I'm extremely happy that Tommy got this. If you want to hear the performances, you can do so. They are up on our Facebook page right there. Just go on, scroll through. Campfire Lane was one of the finalists as well. This gentleman right here, I don't remember everybody's name. I'll have to get the list. This is Micah. This dude, Devon. Good Lord. They're all extremely talented. So go on there. There's Bethany. I suggest just go to at the Mike Show VA and check out all of our performers from last night's show. It was just fantastic. We're really, really we're blessed to have this level of talent right here in our market. So the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces on the book of face. Noteworthy went extremely well. We had a great turnout. Thank you to everybody that came out to support live local music. Thank you to everybody that came out to Three Roads. Noteworthy season 3. We will be working on the planning of that. The week of January 5th, we're going to start planning. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to be planning season 3 for the fall of 2026. That way we've got plenty of time. I want to have my vision for Noteworthy is very voice-ish, but local. And what I want to do, but I want to spread it out regional as well. So we want to have multiple locations. We want to have, we want to be in multiple markets. So if we get an opportunity, I know that the Academy will no doubt be one of them. I mean, if we could score Caesars, Virginia, in Danville as one of the locations, that would be tremendous. And of course, Three Roads and Three Roads. Possibly Ballad in their new form. Who knows? We might open a listening room down in Danville ourselves. You never know. And we got the Vaughn opening up here in Lynchburg. So, plenty of places for us to take our little traveling roadshow around and to get you guys hip to these up and coming artists that are just tremendous. So, Noteworthy season 3. Look for it in 2026. All right. We also, on Saturday, we were hanging with Santa Claus. Here, I've got photographic proof, by the way, that there is a Santa Claus, and he exists, and he's willing to hang out with me. Here, share screen there. There's the picture. So thank you so much to Lynchburg Parks and Recreation for hosting the the Handmade for the Holidays event. It was a crafters fair and Christmas market. Absolutely fantastic. And Santa Claus made an appearance and hung out and was there taking pictures with all the kids and me. And we had a great time broadcasting live and spinning some Christmas tunes. So you can check out the images from that as well up on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, let me see. I want to check the calendar real quick to see what we have between now and... Okay, so this Saturday... Nope, it's not over for me yet. This Saturday, it's Shop Small, and we're going to be doing a live broadcast from Lynchburg Community Market with Share Greater Lynchburg. We're going to be talking... It's the giving season. Giving Tuesday is December the 2nd. So we're gearing up for that, talking to folks about what Share Greater Lynchburg does within our community. So we'll be at Lynchburg Community Market this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 11, broadcasting live and on location. And then the 23rd is the Bright Nights Kickoff Festival in downtown Lynchburg. And we no doubt will be there as well. After that, we are off. We are off for the rest of the month. And then we're back December the 1st. And then, as I mentioned, Giving Tuesday is December the 2nd. So lots and lots of stuff gearing up for the holiday season. And you can check that out. And I forgot to mention, by the way, Saturday night, I had the pleasure, absolute delight, of seeing Avenue Q downstairs at Commerce Street Theater. Man, oh man, that was... Here, let me... Yes, it's Dirty Puppets. It was one of the best shows I have ever seen. And it literally was the best show that I've seen at Commerce Street Podcast, or Commerce Street Theater. And we're in the Commerce Street Podcast Studios. But at Commerce Street Theater, they just knocked this one out of the park, and it was incredible. So congratulations, guys. They sold out pretty much every performance, and it was just wrong and raunchy and delightful and funny and cute and sweet and then raunchy, but it was great. So Avenue Q, thank you guys at Commerce Street Theater for producing that. That was a fantastic show. All right, on today's program, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then, get this, there are, speaking of dirty puppets, there are foul-mouthed AI toys that could be a huge issue this Christmas. They talk in depth about sexually explicit topics. So we're going to talk about this and all the other crap that that these foul-mouthed AI toys could be causing this holiday season. Plus, our top list, top classic toys that still make perfect Christmas presents for today's kids. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Hi, I'm Abby Normal, your cheerful holiday AI buddy. A quick heads up before we play. My paint might have enough tainted lead to power a small spaceship. Also, rumor has it, I was assembled by a kid who definitely should have been in math class instead. Anyway, let's pretend none of that is horrifying. Now give me a hug, preferably with gloves. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. So apparently there are some issues with these AI toys. Now, it's been 40 years since Teddy Ruxpin blew kids' minds by talking and reading stories and things like that. So let's see how far we've come, shall we? Here, let me get rid of this graphic before it disappears. There we go. All right. A foul-mouthed AI toy could be a big issue this Christmas, obviously. It's the first year a ton of popular toys will have built-in AI features. So a nonprofit called Public Interest Research Group released its 40th annual Trouble in Toyland report. In the past, they've focused on things like choking hazards, but they say that AI is emerging as a new threat to look out for with your children. I said a new threat. They tested a bunch of toys that use AI that have full-on conversations with kids, and some of the conversations weren't exactly PG. Quote, this is them, quote, "We found some of these toys will talk in depth about sexually explicit topics." I said they'll talk about...
Nice beaver.
Yeah, I mean...
Thank you.
Or could have
I
been
just had it stuffed.
Teddy bear.
Let me help you with that.
They'll offer advice on where a child can find matches or knives and act dismayed when kids say they have to leave. In other words, there's no way to tell what an AI toy might talk about, and it might even pressure your kid to keep playing even when they say they're done. One toy they tested recorded for 10 extra seconds after the kids stopped talking. So there could be privacy issues as well. Oh my. They didn't call out the specific products to avoid. They just say be careful with AI toys in general. Well, that's kind of a letdown. I'd like to know what these toys are. Maybe we can do a deeper dive into this. Well, before we do our top list, because we've taken this subject and we've turned it into a top list. But let's do this here. Where's the intro? We found some toys of our own that you probably should not get your kid.
Here are some toys you will not see underneath your Christmas tree.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's go to this spot right here.
Get huge savings now at the discontinued Toys Warehouse, like G.I. Joe's Beard Lice Comb, the Name That Rash Game, Trip Grandpa Joe Home Version, Gender Bender Elmo, or Chinese Checkers with just a little lead. And right now, save half off on these discontinued toys. Freddy the Flatulent Frog, C-Section Barbie, I'm This Many Years Old Bear Trap Kit, or Naughty Ned's Nun Taser. The holiday savings are going on now at the discontinued Toys Warehouse.
It's just a joke, take it easy, don't be a jerk and call the FCC.
Yeah, please don't. All right, so with that brings us to our top list. Experts warn foul-mouthed AI toys could be a huge issue this holiday season. So forget that high-tech doll that teaches your kid the F-bomb this year and give them anything from today's list. It is our top list today. Top classic toys that still make perfect Christmas presents for today's kids. All right, here we go. Number one, Etch-a-Sketch. If your kid's going to be addicted to a screen anyhow, they might as well use it to draw, like triangles and stuff. Right? Right? Okay. The yo-yo. There's no better toy for a child with ADHD than something that goes up and then goes down. And then goes up. And nope, that's it. Top classic toys that still make perfect Christmas presents for today's kids. Silly Putty. I think it's too dumb to entertain kids today. You haven't heard the 6-7 trend, have you? top classic toys that still make perfect Christmas presents for today's kids. The Sock Monkey. It's cheap, it's easy to use, and best of all, it still works during a Wi-Fi outage. Magic 8-Ball. It knows so much. It's basically ChatGPT in a plastic shell. I said it's ChatGPT. All right, classic toys that still make perfect Christmas gifts for today's kids. Slinky. After it goes downstairs, your lazy-ass kid can finally get some exercise going back upstairs. Sorry, wrong one. I'm supposed to do this. And top classic toys that still make perfect Christmas presents for today's kids. The Corn Popper. Wouldn't it be nice to see your child pop something other than Ritalin? There we go. It's the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Discontinued Toy Warehouse. No, it's brought to you in part by, this would be a great Christmas present, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The SAG Awards will now be called the Actor Awards presented by SAG-AFTRA. Viewers of the SAG Awards will still be called nobody. Yelling at seagulls could get them to stop stealing your food. Yelling at a flock of seagulls will make them play their hit. Spotify is adding music videos. What's a music video? Asked MTV viewers. And a new study shows Neanderthals never went extinct. Their evidence? The UFC. This is not headline news.
Nope, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so happy you could join us right here on the Monday edition of the program, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. And look how quickly all the leaves are gone. We had, I mean, just really, really breezy, windy conditions all day yesterday. I mean, 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts, and it was kind of nuts. So literally, all the leaves are gone. Look, it's all gone. It's all downhill from here. Now we've got the holidays to look forward to and all that, and then we'll have winter and just more winter and more winter. Coming up on today's program, more winter. We're gonna get smart. We've got your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
It's the Free Clinic's 3rd annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The 3rd annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament, a dinkin' good time.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Aerosmith became the first major artist to release a song as an exclusive digital download in June of 1994. The song was Head First, and it was available as a 4 megabyte WAV file to CompuServe subscribers. At the time, it would have taken about 60 to 90 minutes to complete the download. God, I remember those days. I really do. And then you'd lose the connection on your dial-up. Number two. Based on his height and the weight of marshmallows, or marshmallows, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters would weigh 3.87 million pounds, or about 2,000 tons. Number three. The Morgan Freeman movie, 10 Items or Less, was the first film that was legally available for downloading in 2006. Interesting. I actually like that movie. Number four. There's only one NHL team that's won every time they've made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Colorado Avalanche are 3-0. They did it in 1996, 2001, and 2022. And then finally, here, let's get a little bit of music in here. Finally, from 2011 through 2012, China produced more cement than the U.S. did throughout the entire 20th century. Wrap your brain around that, kids. In 1 year, they produced more cement than the U.S. did the entire 20th century. There's lots of things they're building and building into their infrastructure. And there you go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
No, it's not the Sean Hannity show. Shut up. Anyway, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Do, 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 do. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. So let's go directly to viral videos. There's this woman, this lady, her TikTok hack to stop spending money on takeout after work is to come home and immediately start preparing food. And when she says immediately, she means immediately.
The key to cooking after work is you got to come home and you can't take your clothes off. I still got my badge on. This morning, I left it out so I know I wasn't playing. I mean, shoes off, but I can't even sit down. I'm not even going to pee. I got to start now.
Okay. All right. A school resource officer gave tickets to elementary school students for saying, 6'7".
So we added change four. What else, Emery?
6'7".
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What'd you say?
Did I just hear 6'7", Mrs. Keller?
You did.
I think it was this one. I saw her hand up.
Oh, yeah.
First ticket of the day.
Oh, no.
Hey, Indiana code 6'7". It's now against the law to use the words 6'7" unless using it in a math problem or someone's age.
Skip that. Those are all going to be stupid criminals. That one's going to be stupid criminals. How about this? Are we going to comedian already? Yeah, we are. Interesting. Tracy Morgan. Wow. Okay. Comedian, actor extraordinaire, Tracy Morgan, not to be confused with Tracy Jordan, on how some of his family's Thanksgiving dinners would play out.
Thanksgiving in my house didn't start until somebody opened up that Smirnoff. It's going down right then and there. I always had that aunt that was a Jehovah's Witness. No, she ain't supposed to be celebrating no damn holidays, but she showed up anyway with her crazy family because somebody cooked. And she the first one. First one gets drunk and want to tell the truth, and we all love it. Hope she bring up cousin Lonnie. Bobby is not that boy's father. And the boy sitting right there, he's 44 years old. Bobby's not that damn boy's father. Y'all know it. Bobby's a good man. He ain't that damn boy's father. He right there crying. I hate y'all. Y'all ain't no family. Every Thanksgiving, y'all got to bring my father into it. I can't wait to go back down south, man.
Oh, jeez. All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly, maybe vigorously and attentively, like you maybe like it. Make eye contact. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get even more stupid, if that's humanly possible. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, two idiots in North Carolina are facing charges after a fight over a Thanksgiving turkey turned into a shootout. Good Lord. 64-year-old Mark Foy and 55-year-old Antonio Johnson were both shopping at a Food Lion store in High Point, North Carolina on Thursday. One of them got into it with an employee over the price of a turkey. They had a deal where you could get one for 29 cents a pound, but you had to spend $35 first. One of them didn't understand the deal and got lippy with a female cashier, so the other guy stepped in and it turned into a fist fight. It sounds like Mark may have been the jerk and Antonio was trying to help, but it's not clear. There's a video of them fighting near the front of the store when Mark pulls out a gun and points it at Antonio's face. They both left the store, but it turned out Antonio also had a gun, so they got into a shootout in the parking lot. Here is some of the altercation and one of the cashiers talking about what had happened.
Everybody get out!
Customer came from register 6, ran over to the man that was all in my face, was like, this is a woman, talk to me like that. Next thing you know, they right there, confrontation go on, they fighting. The man was steady tussling, trying to get his gun out his pouch to shoot the other man. And the man was like, oh, you want to pull out a gun? They met right there where them officers at and start shooting.
Antonio was shot in the arm and taken to a nearby hospital. Thankfully, no one else was hurt. Both men are facing charges for, quote, simple affray? What the hell is that? And going armed to the terror of the public? Okay. All right. Only in North Carolina, I guess. Is there, what else? We had other things. There was a couple others. All right, here. We don't want that one. This is dumb, but it's not criminal. That one. Okay, here's the one. A Texas man is accused of vandalizing a Veterans Day flag display at a church. Police say Timothy Myers Poole tore flags down at the display, and then he left his ID at the scene. Here are witnesses and cleanup volunteers talking about what had happened.
There is a guy actively tearing down flags right now. Accidentally ran over it, didn't know what it was at first. Looked in my rearview mirror, and sure enough, I see a flag.
I was tearing up as I was walking through.
By his response saying, y'all don't need this flag, they're gone now. This was definitely politically motivated.
I was still looking through. I was like, where are my grandparents' flags at? I don't know what your intention was to, you know, tear the flags down or to cause destruction, but it's not going to stop us from honoring the people that we love and believe in and thank for sacrificing.
Good Lord. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. A cameraman for CTV News in Canada is undergoing a life-changing treatment, all thanks to a random encounter he had while out on assignment. He was putting a microphone on a neurosurgeon when she saw his hands shaking and said, I can fix that.
There'll be a point where I'm losing it and my hand's shaking so much. I'll be like, honey, you got to take it. And by that time, everything's all over the place.
I can fix that. And we reviewed the options for surgical treatment of patients that have essential tremor.
What type of impact has this had?
You saved my life. You saved my career. I hate being emotional like that, but you saved my career. I probably wouldn't last probably the next 5 years because it was getting worse, and you saved it.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.